So one of the things that Reptile worked on during COVID is has to do with, as you know, as everybody knows, about March of last year, everybody was kind of in no man's land in terms of how do we practice in this crazy world where we've got this virus going around. Should we be wearing masks or not? Should we open our offices or not? Should the courthouses open or not? And Reptile started hearing from a lot of attorneys across the state in March, where people were wondering how to abide by the social distancing rules and protect their clients, but also at the same time be able to execute estate planning documents that are particularly important during these times. So Bill Parkman, one of our members and former chairs, was following what was going on in some of the other states. And he saw that governors in other states were signing temporary orders that relaxed the in-person requirement for notaries to notarize estate planning documents. So a group of us began working together on trying to figure out how we could make that happen in Texas. And we began working with the governor's office to address this issue. And the primary issue is allowing traditional notaries to notarize documents via a video, a two-way audio video conference like Zoom or FaceTime. And on April 8th, 2020, the governor issued an order to address this issue. It's still in effect today, and it still applies to a number of document executions. So if you're doing a self-proving affidavit for a will, financial or medical powers of attorney, directives to physicians, or the oath of an executor, administrator, or a guardian, you can use this process, at least right now. In order to do it, the notary must verify the signer's identity at the time the signature is taken using the video, the two-way audio video technology. They must then, while you're on the screen, send the notary a legible copy of the document that they have signed in front of the notary on the screen. So they can send it by fax or by email. The notary then notarizes the document while on the screen and then sends it back to the person who is signing. If your client doesn't have a scanner, a good, easy way to do it is download an app like Adobe Scan or some of the other apps that are free and they're easy to use. They just use the camera function in your phone. And so they can just take a photo of it in the app and then they email it to you. And that's an easy way to notarize the documents. So this order, this governor's order, will last until either the governor terminates the specific order or until the governor's disaster declaration is lifted or expires. Any documents that are executed in accordance with the rules in the temporary order will remain valid after the termination of the temporary rule. So you don't have to worry that, you know, the document you had executed is no longer valid. Bill Parkman has put together a very good paper on how to do these remote notarizations. It has forms in it for how to show that you did it that way within his document. And you can find that on this webpage that I cite right here on the screen. So once this was in place, the Reptile Council then met in April 2020, and we agreed it would be helpful to try and make that governor's order more permanent so people could continue using this function. People were saying it's making things a lot easier to be able to do this, to do notarizations of some documents. So a group of Reptile members raced to try and draft a bill by June of 2020 that would allow for remote notarization. However, we hit a roadblock. Best laid plans, sometimes go awry. And so the process for getting our legislation approved is we have to send our legislative packets to the other sections of the state bar. And they review them. And then if anyone objects, we try and work out those objections. When we submitted this to the business law section of the state bar, we got a lot of opposition on many technical reasons or technical grounds. And knowing that this legislative session in 2021 was probably going to be a tough one, we decided to pull that part of the bill down because we didn't think we would be able to get it through with that opposition. So as of now, we don't have, there's not a bill to make the remote notarization permanent. We do have a group of people who may be looking at it for the 2023 session, but I do want you to be aware to be careful that, you know, pay attention to the governor's orders. And once this disaster declaration is eliminated, you can't do the remote notarization anymore. So regarding the legislative session, we have a team of people who work to try and get our bills through and then also to act as resources for other bills. For the last three sessions, Craig Hopper has chaired the Estate and Trust Legislative Affairs Committee for Reptile. And this year, he graciously stayed on one last session to co-chair the committee with me and kind of show me the ropes. our job is essentially to follow all the bills that relate to our practice areas. For the reptile bills, we are a resource for the Senate and House sponsors that we have, and we also testify in favor of those bills at the committee hearings. For non-reptile sponsored bills that impact our area, we can act as a resource for the legislators who have questions about how the bills may impact our area. So we keep charts and lists of all of the bills that potentially relate to our practice areas and keep an eye on things to make sure that nothing goes through that would be harmful to our area, or at least we try to. We don't have all the control. We also rely on the reptile committee chairs to help get bills through and to act as resources. But please thank Craig Hopper for all of his work. He has put in substantial amount of time and resources into this job for the last many years. So thank you, Craig, for everything you've done for all.